Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie in Alpine with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a major air search is currently underway for a fisherman who went overboard in far north Queensland early this morning. Authorities dispatched a rescue helicopter at 5 a.m. to search the Fairway Buoy area near Evans Landing at Weipa. 4ZZZ contacted police media this morning and were told that a media release will be available soon.
A childcare worker in southeast Queensland is under investigation for alleged physical violence against a child at an Ipswich childcare centre, Amaze Early Education. The childcare centre took immediate disciplinary action and terminated the worker, but she was soon employed by Bluebird Early Education, Ipswich. Bluebird said the woman had a valid card and was not listed in the Education Department's prohibited persons register, but soon stood down the worker after learning the earlier allegations. The case had raised concerns about gaps in the blue card system. The state government promises to reform and a new reportable conduct scheme from 2026.
In national news, Tasmanian primary schools will trial a multi-school organisational model based on a concept used in the UK. The model involves sharing resources between schools and having an overarching management team. 3 primary schools in Moona, Newtown and Risdon Vale have volunteered to be part of the 5-year trial. Each school will retain its identity but will have one executive team that manages administrative matters. Education Minister Joe Palmer stated that it was part of addressing Tasmania's issues on literacy, numeracy and attainment rates.
Sightings of a rare ancient fish were spotted returning to Western Australian rivers. Pouch lampreys are a 360 million-year-old blood-sucking eel-like fish. The lampreys haven't been seen in southwest waterways for years and are now migrating up the Margaret River. In an interview with the ABC, Dr. Morgan said, quote, "Having a really big wet season is a really important trigger for getting the lampreys back up," end quote. The lamprey, once a common sight in the southwestern waters, latch onto hosts to drink blood or nibble at flesh with their miniature suckers. From their unique vampiric ability allows them to hold onto rocks and climb upstream from the ocean to lay eggs in the inland waterways.
In international news, a new directive issued by the US State Department means that Australians on working visas in the US may have to travel back to Australia to renew them every 2 years. The Trump administration issued these new visa rules over the weekend without prior warning. Thousands of Australians in the US are on the E3 visa, available exclusively to Australian citizens with a university degree and related job offer, but requiring renewal every 2 years. Until now, Australians commonly travel to countries like the UK or Barbados to renew their visa, but the new State Department directive discourages that option, warning visa applicants they must be able to demonstrate residence in the country where they are applying. Some Australians who had already made visa appointments in other countries have already had their applications denied following the new directive.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with a possible shower this evening. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all from your news for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au.